everything that we know personally that we have to get better, we're not making excuses for ourselves anymore about it. We're really just coming in and saying, I mean, enough is enough. We have to get this done. And I think that's what we've seen since Jacksonville, like you mentioned.
Is there a heightened sense of urgency knowing that this team is 5-6? Well, mm-hmm. still alive in the playoff hunt, but you got a team that's one of the best in the league coming to, mm-hmm. to town on Monday?
Definitely. I mean, there's definitely a sense of urgency because of the record, but also because this is such an exciting game because of the rivalry between the Bengals and the Steelers. And all of that combined is just going to make a very explosive night on Monday.
Trey, I appreciate the time. Good luck Monday.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks. You guys have been playing well the last couple of weeks, but the teams that are going to be standing in January, where you hope to be, are going to be teams like Pittsburgh and Baltimore mm-hmm. and Minnesota. I mean, those are the guys you got to beat here mm-hmm. because if you don't, you're not going to face the Broncos and the Browns and teams like that. You got to knock somebody off here that's good, mm-hmm. right?
Definitely. I mean, there's not any slouches coming up like you mentioned. I mean, we have to play well. We have to continue to build on, like people mentioned, the run game from last week. We have to continue to build on it. We can't say, okay, we've made it, because I mean, the competition only gets steeper from here on out.
I know you play in the interior line, but just technically, going up against a 3-4 as opposed to a 4-3, what is it? What's the difference in what you do in that situation? You in your position.
Me in my position, I have to be aware that in certain pass pro downs, I might have, or against a base front, I might have to kick a little bit further, a little to a wider technique, things like that. That's really the biggest difference in the run game. Things kind of line up with what we do. I mean, things don't change too much, but the biggest thing I would say that I have to be more alert to is just getting out to a different technique. Guys aren't as close to you as you might be used to with a four-down line.
And a lot of teams do it now, but the Steelers are one of the worst to do these choke formations where they bring guys up, back guys off. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can study that on film, but in the heat of a 30-second, play, mm-hmm. how do you do that?
I mean, that all comes down to communication. First, getting the points from Russell, the center, and just making sure everybody's eyes are together and just trusting that guys see the same thing you do and they're gonna react the same way that you know they're going to react.
Yeah. So you got to beat them with your mind as well as your body.
Definitely. It's definitely a mental thing, especially as you mentioned, teams like the Steelers that are going to give you a lot of looks at that three down front. They're going to move those backers around. You're going to have spinners walking around, things like that. You have to make sure you're on it. You can't fall asleep.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
They're obviously not the only 3-4 team out there, mm-hmm. but are they different in what they do from just about anybody else you play?
I wouldn't say they're different, but they always have a very good plan against us. And I mean, this being the rivalry that it is, I mean, we wouldn't expect anything differently, but they're very well prepared every time they play us. And I mean, we have to be equally as well prepared. We have to be ready for anything. And I mean, when it comes down to it, we could prepare for things all week and see something completely different come Monday. And that's when you have to really rely on just your base rules and trust each other and listen to the center and the point. And Andy, the quarterback, and what he sees, and you just have to stay alert.
Is this the closest thing to Texas, Oklahoma that you experienced?
So far for me, yeah, it is. I mean, I haven't been around too long actually on the field, but yeah, to me, this is the biggest. This is the closest thing.
How good is Hayward?
Very good. I mean, he's been on the left side most of the time, so Clint's seen him a lot more than I have. But the few snaps that I've lined up against him, I mean, he's a strong guy, an explosive guy. And, I mean, what you see on film is pretty much it's what you're going to get on the field.
They've beaten the Bengals 5 straight times. They have poked the bear on social media and so forth. Mm-hmm. Does it get under your skin? Does it add to anything Monday night?
No, I mean, me personally, I try to stay away from the social media aspect of things like that, and I think that's kind of the mindset of most guys around here. No matter what's said, there's going to have to be a game that's played on Monday night, and that's kind of when you let things speak.